This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Let's not forget our over-the-road truck drivers either, the men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and bringing the hard-needed supplies down here into the southwest hurricane zone where Ian hit in Florida. Now, also to Felix and the mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers, a big shout-out to you guys, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel, as well as our Amazon people, the warehouse people, and the drivers there out doing what they're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter. Find us there, Captain's America. That's how you find us. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, hour number two, joining us right now, Kyle Ward, the professor of politics. Hey, 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 Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those 2 points, under God, those 2 words, because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Oh, we got a message while we were at break. It's from old Fred down there in Sarasota. Good morning, old Fred. He says, let me see here. Happy to report, my captain. Third Watch is back on my 3 Alexa devices. I have a question in the form of a comment, which I'm not feeling or hearing. Any pep talk, sort of a rally cry. Vote for Donald. Vote for Ron. Vote for Mike. Drill, baby, drill. Go to bringing America back to strength and independence. Now's the time. Next month, we all will get together and join our strengths and visit our troops into office, or vote our troops, sorry, into office and stand behind our next president. Sort of a pregame rah-rah pep talk, old friend in Sarasota. Well, that sounds good, but Donald Trump's not running, Kyle.
No, he's not running, but certainly, though, I think people are remembering what things were like not all that long ago and how quickly Joe Biden and the Democrats have destroyed everything that was going so well for Americans.
Well, people are going to remember that, including Democrats, believe me, because I've been talking to a number of them. They've been sending me emails and messages and asking me different questions, and some people have actually been sending me messages from around the country wondering how they can help down here in Florida with the hurricane relief. You know, is this group any good? Is that group any good? We want to volunteer. Who do we volunteer with? And I always tell them the same thing, volunteerflorida.org. Go there.
Well, of course, that's the way you can pitch in.
Yep, because they will tell you who needs the help and where they need it.
Yep.
Now, that being said, again, Donald Trump's not in this race, so to say anything about him is just, it has no bearing. Now, think what you want, but Ron DeSantis is the guy, and there is tonight in Tampa a Tampa Bay Trump Club meeting, which is a monthly, every other month, at Mugs at the Icott Center on Overton. Starts at 6:30. Now, our speaker is going to be Trevor Loudon, who's a conservative, patriotic individual who has written a bunch of books, and he's always interesting to listen to. Talks about communism. He's experienced it firsthand. And the other thing is, we will be talking a lot about the candidates coming up. And, of course, they support Trump over there. You'll see all the Make America Great hats and all that stuff. But we will be supporting Ron DeSantis even more. And, by the way, guess who attends that meeting every now and then?
Who's that?
Ron DeSantis' father, who lives over there in Clearwater.
Oh, very interesting.
Yep, yeah. He'll come over there every now and then with and pay us a visit. So there you go. But, no, we haven't forgotten about any of that there, old Fred. So, but it's not Donald Trump's election. So that's kind of like just wasting your time a little bit. And I know somebody's going to say something to me, but oh well. Now, excuse me. 49% of likely voters, this is coming from the New York Times now, what'd you hear this? 49% of likely voters say that they will vote for a Republican this time versus 45% who say they will vote for a Democrat. That's coming from the New York Times.
Yeah, and that is because things have gotten so rotten.
Yep.
That it can't be, you know, sort of swept under the rug anymore with weighted polls or just wishful thinking or just carry on like nothing's really happening, because it's all about the Democrats getting back into power. Things have shifted. Things are changing. And, you know, Captain, it's not a presidential election, but you could easily ask the question, are you better off than you were 2 years ago? And, of course, the answer is, well, of course, no, we're not. And people are going to vote accordingly, they're simply not going to just succumb to the messaging of the Democrat machine.
Yeah, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning. Today is Have Lunch for the Captain Day over there at Mission Barbecue, West Waters in Tampa.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Drews, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always...
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. You betcha. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. And I've already told everybody what I'm having for lunch. I'm going to have that smoked meatloaf. Oh, God, that's good. Oh, I can taste it right now. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. You know, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously. I start my day with it, morning, whatever you want to call it, whatever time I get up. I have a little bite to eat, take the Relief Factor, and away I go. Now, I take it because it works, and it's been working for me. Now, the problem that I got is twofold. Number one, the swelling in my ankle and my foot, because I have a problem with my foot, that it likes to swell up a lot, my left foot, and I have to get off it from time to time because of the swelling, so I have to just sit down and just not do anything for a little while. And the doctor reminded me again of that yesterday because I had a couple of problems on Sunday at the event. Some people might have noticed that I was sitting and I wasn't just jumping up and down. Well, it was because I couldn't. I was in intense pain at the time. And I did take a package of Relief Factor while I was there as a second shot. And once it took effect, then boom, I was okay. Now, 3-week supply quick start still costs $19.95. Has been for the past 8-plus years. You can find it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and give it a try, because after all, Kyle will tell you what?
All you have to lose is pain.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, Kyle, we just got the new inflation numbers yesterday, and they are bad. They are really bad. Now, this is core inflation. And it's the highest it's been since 1982. And there is no denying that fact. And the Democrats can try to spin this. They especially try to expose the spin about this inflation being as a result of the Russian-Ukraine war. You see, in addition to calculating overall inflation, the government also calculates inflation without including what two big expenses, Kyle? Do you know?
What are those?
Food and energy.
Yep.
Now, if they do that in the inflation numbers would be double what they are, I believe. What do you think?
Well, certainly, anytime you go to the grocery store, you see it going up. In fact, Mrs. Professor told me just earlier today that one of the products that she typically will get at the store didn't just go up a little, it went up a lot. I mean, this is the story across the board.
Well, that means that even when you strip out the two categories of goods most affected by the war, food and energy, pardon me, that we still have a once-in-a-generation loss in the purchasing power of the dollar. Now, it might not be so bad if wages were keeping up, but they're not. And there really is only one solution to the problem, and that is a change in the power in Washington, D.C. We have got to change parties that are running the show. The Democrats have got to go, and I mean they've got to go, and we need to replace them with Republicans that will at least get in there and do something about this. And by the way, Kyle, I'll say it again. I've said it before. Drill, baby, drill. We need to be energy self-sufficient like we were before. We can be. And I still remember paying $1.87 a gallon for gasoline the day that I voted for Donald Trump and these other morons voted for Joe Biden.
Well, wait a minute. You mean we can't just blame oil companies and we can't just...
You mean like your stupid governor's doing?
Right.
What the hell? The guy, that guy is a moron. That guy is a moron. Well, they're price gouging. Oh, no, they're not.
Well, but that's another form of deflection. They're trying to make you think that they're doing something about these high gas prices that are really ruining your life.
Okay, but you want to know how to solve the problem out there in California? You want to be a brilliant person?
Sure.
Tell them to stop all the blends. That's number one. Number two, tell them to get rid of that dollar a gallon gas tax.
Well, sure. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you could do in a, quote, emergency, an economic emergency, or trying to help people. But instead, what are they doing in California right now, Captain? They're sending out inflation relief checks. And those have started to go out.
To people that are between the ages of, what, 18 and 35?
I think it's income-based, I believe. But the idea, though, of course, is to, well, we're going to help you out with this, but it's really just another way of trying to shore up this, Democrat support.
The way we solve this problem is to change the power makeup in Washington, D.C., and in all the blue states where you people are getting sucked down the drain, get rid of the Democrats. We need a Congress. We need state legislators. We need governors that will ride the brake pedal on growth in government and the gas pedal on growth in the private economy and going after our own energy and telling these other people like OPEC and Russia and Saudi Arabia to kiss our rosy red butt.
Well, we have oil. See, that's the thing. We have the resource, but yet they're beholden to the environmental lobby and so forth. But yet, I guess, Captain, if we get high-priced oil from Saudi Arabia and less of it these days because they're cutting production back, well, that's okay. It's not really a global warming problem as much as it would be as that if we were actually drilling the oil and then creating gasoline from it. None of it makes any sense. It's all political signaling, and it's driving us to ruin.
Do you remember when oil had a negative value?
Right, because there's so much of it.
Uh-huh. We can have that again.
Well, of course, and we can.
And
have,
again, I don't care about OPEC. I don't give a rat's tutu about OPEC.
Well, right. And then, of course, the way to fix inflation is to get those energy prices down, not to keep raising 75 basis points and do it again. They just did it in September, I believe, once again, and they're looking to do it again.
Oh, they're going
to
do it again. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so this isn't the way. The way to help the American people isn't to, quote, cause them pain. It's to unleash the potential energy there, of course, a little play on words, with having the oil be plentiful, having energy costs come down, and having it organically go across all these different sectors.
We're going to have to start a new segment called the President Xi segment, because the Chinese Communist Party is holding its party congress meeting this week, where leader Xi is expected to hold on to power for a historic third term.
Oh yeah, well this is big time. This has been going on for quite some time, as a matter of fact. His consolidation of power, the rewriting of basically their constitution, for lack of a better expression, incorporating a lot of his political philosophy into it. This is more major moves to consolidate their authoritarian rule so that they can do what they want to do across the globe. They want to exert their influence. They want the resources. They're playing for keeps. And I don't know what Joe Biden's doing or the Joe Biden people are doing, but they're obviously ignorant to all of this.
Well, we have a clear and present threat posed against us and the Western world by China. And this country and others need to wake up pretty quick that it's going right on in our backyard right now. China's right over here building military bases in South America. They're expanding right here in our hemisphere, and that stuff needs to stop. Now, we're going to finish with this, and then we're going to take our break and come back bottom of the hour. But Alaska has now canceled its snow crab season, Kyle, for the first time ever, as billions of crabs have disappeared from the Bering Sea. There's none to be found.
Yeah, that's really...
That is weird.
Yeah, it's disconcerting, and of course a lot of people are going to be familiar with that part of the world and that industry. There's a lot of these great reality shows of going out and getting the crabs and so forth, and it could be trying in the best of circumstances, but
did you hear the number? I said billions of crabs.
That's right.
They're nowhere to be found.
That's right. And so this is a big deal. Now, is this any kind of cyclical thing? Is there some other thing happening in the ocean?
There's a big whale
eating them. Right. No. Yeah, but is it temperature related, or what
I
is
don't know.
It? Yeah, and then it will shed more light on it. But when you have a species that should be in that great abundance and is not there, that's a warning signal.
Oh yeah. All right, well, Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks are coming back bottom of the hour here right after we take a little break here and pay a couple of bills, and your stations get a chance to ID themselves and all that good stuff. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's central bank isn't done raising interest rates. Speaking over the weekend in Washington, D.C., President of the St. Louis Fed Reserve, James Bullard, notes rates could be raised by 0.75 percentage point in November and December. The Fed has been steadily hiking rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation. A small plane went down in a South Florida neighborhood shortly after takeoff from an airport.
We can confirm that there are two fatalities, unfortunately, in regards to why the plane crashed, what happened. That is an investigation that NTSB will be handling.
Tanya Ruiz with Miramar Police isn't identifying the victims yet. For now, the plane is nose down between two homes in the city northwest of Miami. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Smile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain said.
All right, tell them the captain said she is right. Hero's Mile. If you are a veteran or a first responder and you are having any kind of trouble, though not just PTSD or medical, maybe you got some problems with your bills. Maybe you're trying to start a business and you don't really know where to go to get the right kind of help or to see if there's any type of loan or whatever that you can get. These are the people that will help you with whatever problem you've got, and they specialize. These are veterans working with veterans and first responders, working with first responders. I am involved in this. A number of people that you met if you were there Sunday are involved in this, including my new friend, retired Lieutenant General U.S. Army, Bill Lennox. And I'll tell you what, they are a great organization. Check them out online, heroesmile.com, heroesmile.com. And they have a phone number, 888-VET-NOW-2, 888-VET-NOW-2. And I'm looking forward to trying to help as many of my fellow first responders and veterans as I possibly can, because this is something that can help you guys dig out of the mess that you're in, because, hey, if we don't help each other, ain't nobody else going to do it. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to go to the phone line. I think I know who's on the line, so let me try. Is this Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. Captain, I have something very important I want to share with the American people.
Uh-oh.
You know, who on Team Herschel Walker allowed MSNBC White House correspondent Christian Welker to be granted a loaded question interview with Walker?
Uh-huh.
Now, when the interview... Hello?
Yeah, I heard it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but look here. When the interview ended, Captain, correspondent Welker took the footage and edited it.
Yep.
On Andrea Mitchell's MSNBC 12 noon show on Monday.
Yep.
Now, reporter Christian Welker appeared presenting setup questions to Walker. Then Andrea brought on a far-left panel to dissect Walker's claim. I could see right through it. Herschel, you should have never committed to the interview. The left do not care about you. No more interviews with the far, far left. You have nothing to prove to these people, but so much to give by getting this country back on track. Herschel Walker, America first. Raphael Warnock, America last.
You bet.
Thanks, Captain.
Yeah, he's right, Kyle. He's right.
Yeah, well, exactly right. It's terrible when, you know, things are taken out of context or manipulated like that.
Raphael Warnock has reached the point of desperation. Since the information came out about him and the Ebenezer Baptist Church and the property that they were leasing out, renting out to the people to live there, and the evictions, some of them which were during the middle of the pandemic when they said, oh, no, we're not going to evict anybody. No, we're not. $39. Somebody didn't pay a $39 room bill, and they threw them out.
Well, and that, again, is something that, you know, people can relate to because it seems monstrous.
But Warnock lied about it. He said, oh, no, I don't have anything to do with that. He was the one in charge of it.
Well, right, and you know, a lot of times, Captain, these kinds of politicians, they fly under the radar of the media,
yep.
And everything's fine until it does this.
And to our listeners listening to me up in Georgia, we've got some great affiliates up in Georgia, especially in Atlanta. To my listeners listening to me up there in Georgia, you need to have your head examined if you vote for Warnock again for Senate. What has he done for you lately? Nothing. Nothing. He's cost you money. Money. He's cost you gasoline, the price of gasoline, groceries, everything you can think of. He's been right there. Yes, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. Oh, yes, Mr. President. Oh, yes, Charlie. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, I'm about, oh, yeah. And he's just followed the line. And what the hell has that done for you in Georgia but strangled you financially?
That's right. What have you done for me lately? Janet Jackson asked that great question and then said, what did she say?
I'll have to dig that song up and play it during one of these segments.
That's right. Yeah, well, because what did she say? Your dancing shoes are always on my couch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's about what it is.
Yep. All right. Well, the 2023 legislative session in Florida is still about 5 months away from starting, but Republican legislators are already being given the task of proposing a new death penalty legislation. Now, during a campaign rally in Broward County this past weekend, Governor Ron DeSantis said that he believes the state legislature will be able to do something legislatively about the current death penalty sentencing guidelines. Now, as you know, DeSantis was very concerned when the school shooter who shot and killed 17 people was given life in prison because one juror wouldn't go along with the death penalty. Now, what he wants, DeSantis usually gets. And who will propose the legislative measure, you ask? Well, it's going to be either Senator Dennis Baxley, Senator Danny Burgess, Senator George Gainer, Senator Ed Hooper, or Senator Keith Perry. They'll be called on to tackle this task. So be watching and be listening, because I think old Sparky's coming back to Florida.
Could very well be. And, of course, Captain, you know, people do want to have the ultimate punishment for the kinds of things, these heinous acts that we've seen, like that shooting.
Listen, this kid killed 17 students. And he showed them no mercy.
That's true. He did show them no mercy.
And he even circled back to come back to make sure he had him killed or dead.
Right. And there's that's evil, you know, and so we're dealing with that in the most stark of terms.
Now, we're 3 weeks away, I believe it's 22 days, from the 2022 midterms. And you can feel the panic in the air. The Biden administration is staring at an electoral environment that rivals the GOP-friendly days of 2014. And it's struggling to come up with any type of message to fend off the coming doom. It ain't going to happen. For months, the president and his handlers have stuck their fingers in their ears. They've not been listening to the people. They were believing the laughable summer narrative that the Democrats were resurging. Remember all that?
Of course, yeah.
Well, that was the media doing that. That wasn't the actual circumstances. And things have been devolved through the month of October. Now there's a new excuse being rolled out for the president's failures. You want to know what it is?
Sure.
It's Republicans. Republicans are making things worse. They're blocking everything the Democrats are doing. And the Democrats want to make things better and easier. You know who said that?
Who's? Well, I'm going to guess Joe Biden.
Frenchie.
Oh, okay, Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is, Captain, to a great degree, yeah, they haven't been listening. But also, by the same token, they don't care what people are crying about, what they're upset about, what's affecting them, really. Because they have this ideological bent.
And they've got what they want. They've got what they want, and the rest of us are sitting out here working really hard trying to get what we can get, but they've got what they want. All they got to do is put their hand out. And, you know, I'm just a guy who puts out his political opinions and facts from legitimate news stories, not wannabe stories, on this radio show. And I don't claim to be an expert at all things, and I never will try to be. But I sometimes get myself in trouble because I get so passionate about what I'm talking about. But I think that's another reason why people like listening to the program. Because you don't have to be some sort of big-time political expert to understand what the hell's going on here. You got to see with your own eyes what the Democrats are doing and how they're doing it. And who actually thinks, who in their right mind thinks that Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing a good job on inflation in the country? Who actually thinks that?
Well, I think traditionally Democrats do better when the economy, you know, seems to be doing, you know, pretty well. But then they come along and say, well, it can do better and they'll give us a chance. Then they got that chance and they literally start destroying it wholesale and then say, no, you know, keep us in power because we have all the answers. People don't buy this. It's just a bunch of bunk and they're not going to fall for it anymore.
Kabunk, kabunk. Down the highway we go. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. We'll be back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
In St. Paul, my head started spinning, my heart hit the wall. Now, gotta get it worked on. Gotta get it worked on. Well, I don't think it's broken, but it sure hurts a lot. Like a macho man, I said, I'll fix it myself. I can't tell already, I'm gonna need some help. Now I gotta get it worked on. Gotta get it worked on. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get me some professional help, yeah. Well, now I wish to see a doctor. Took one look, he just shook his head and closed his medical book. Said you better get it worked on. Better get it worked on. ready to turn to stone. I'll never find the love I need.
Kyle, who is that masked man singing that song?
Yeah, who is that?
Delbert McClinton, Delbert McClinton, when he was still in Mississippi doing the nightclub stuff. That was one of his first songs that he put out there. Gotta get your work done. it's a little blues tune to it there, and the South beat and all that. I kind of like it. So there you go.
Yeah, right. I love it. It's actually pretty good.
All right, let's have you tell us what's going on in the weather. Get us started.
All right. Well, folks, driving out west tonight, we only have a little two tiny spots of rain to tell you about. This is going to be southeast of Caprock, and this, of course, in New Mexico. And this is if you're trucking down or driving down Highway 380. Now, also in New Mexico, the other little pocket of rain in the entire western United States tonight on the radar near Encino, if you're coming up, it looks like, U.S. Highway 285 and around U.S. Highway 60, you definitely have some rain just in that area right there. So whatever drivers are there, you're it. You've got the rain. Okay, so now also around the west, we've got, of course, freeze warnings. This is going to be in Colorado starting at the border with Wyoming, starting around Cheyenne, coming down I-25 through Denver, all the way down to the border with Colorado, where it's a frost advisory, but then turns back into a freeze warning as you head down into New Mexico. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Also, another freeze warning. This is going to be just east of Albuquerque. But then also, we've got changes coming to the Pacific Northwest as we expect lower temperatures and even some snow levels down between 3,000, maybe 4,000 feet in some places. That's going to be mostly down in the Oregon area, we understand, for those levels. A little bit higher in Washington as we head to the weekend.
Well, I'm going to start with the east-west routes, and I'm going to start out with the I-70 from, over towards Kansas City, all the way over into West Virginia, and then skipping up into the mountains of Maryland. Then we got I-64 coming out of St. Louis all the way over to the east, all the way into Virginia. We got I-40 coming out of Oklahoma all the way over to North Carolina, we got I-20, we got I-30, where we've got a freeze warning. We've got some temperatures that are really downright cold in those areas. Now, when we get down below I-40 and we get down into, let's say, I-20, there's a combination of frost warnings and freeze warnings up. And the freeze warnings now come down, cover Atlanta, come down below Birmingham, down to Montgomery, come down Mississippi, down to Jackson. They come down to New Orleans, not quite, but almost to New Orleans in Louisiana. You have a frost advisory in New Orleans, but you go up the road 40 miles, and it's a freeze advisory all the way up north. Now, the north-south roads are affected here, too, I-65, I-55, I-57, I-59. I-35 all the way up into Missouri. And then, just when you thought that was bad enough, let's get up into Michigan, Lake Michigan. You've got a cold, really cold advisory for Lake Michigan. You've got snow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight. It is snowing up there, and it's snowing in Canada, too. And over there on the Lake Superior side, you've got some winter weather over there, combination of stuff, so it hasn't quite made up its mind what it wants to do there yet. Same with the lee shore of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. You've got it's trying to figure out what it wants to do. And if the wind blows the right way, Kyle, it's going to be snow, and it's going to be quite a bit of it. But anyway, you've got I-87, the Northway, over there in New York State, where you've got some cold temperatures. And then up in Maine, you've got some rain. There's a little bit of rain and some fog mix because the temperatures are dropping along the East Coast. So over by the ocean, where, of course, the water's warmer, you've got fog. And you've got fog all the way down to South Jersey, and then you pick it up again down to Virginia. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, every night we do the Trucker Sideway Migrant Report. It is brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Go over there and find out why they are the nation's largest truck stop chain.
That's right. Go to PilotFlyingJ.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him and what he does for the program. And it's always a lot of fun talking with Kyle and getting the Truckers Highway and Byway Report out there. Now, joining us right now, we've got from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
The GOP continues to gain in the midterm polls as the voters are really starting to get concerned about the economy. And I mean, this is a very strong subject that the Democrats can't get rid of because they're the ones that caused all this.
Correct.
And Republicans are gaining momentum on the Democrats just about everywhere on economy and the inflation. Those are the two leading points in all the polls. And this abortion thing they keep trying to push is at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, it's pretty close to the bottom, for sure.
Now, 60... go ahead.
Look, this really comes down to... The economy comes down to two things. It comes down to the price of fuel.
Yep.
And it comes down to the supply chain, neither of which this administration has really not fixed, period.
You think Buttigieg knows anything about that? No.
No.
Well, here's the deal. 65% of the registered voters think the economy is heading in the wrong direction amid the persistent inflation and rising gas prices. And this is shared by the majority of the Democrats out there who also believe the same thing, that that their own party has not helped the economic conditions. Their own party has done nothing to help. And I'm telling you, it's the who said that? It's the economy, stupid. I believe it was James Carville.
Well, you know, it's a whole elitist thing. The only thing that they care about is giving away stuff.
Yep.
Like freeing up student loans, just giving them away.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, and climate change.
Yep.
Neither of those two are helping advance the country, period.
Nope. You're absolutely positively right, and this is why I believe, and I'm going to go out on a limb, okay? I told you I thought to begin with 25, 30 seats in Congress are going to be gained. We're going to take back control of the Senate by maybe one seat. I now am going to double that and say that the Congress, the House of Representatives, will have a majority of at least 50 seats, number one, and the Senate will be four or five senators plus the advantage Republicans. I can see it coming. All right, hold that thought. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. And if you disagree with me, hey, 877-969-8600. Give us a call. I'll be happy to talk to you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.